The following content is provided under a Creative Commons license. Your support will help MIT OpenCourseWare continue to offer high-quality educational resources for free. To make a donation or view additional materials from hundreds of MIT courses, visit MIT OpenCourseWare at ocw.mit.edu.
But this is going to be to set some of the ground rules of brainstorming so that we can actually talk a little bit about what projects you want to be doing for assignment one. Just a reminder, assignment one is all about picking one mechanic and going as deep as you can. And that doesn't just mean using that same mechanic over and over again. This is exploring all the different ways that you can use a single game mechanic, and that game mechanic will be whatever you want to choose. So a lot of brainstorming is going to be around that. But you can do brainstorming around theme, like, you know, I want to make a game about, you know, well, there was the games about time travel and snowball fights and CPs, campus police. So you can do that, but if you were to brainstorm on that, I would suggest trying to develop that into what is it about that theme that you're really interested in. Is it about the stealth? Is it about consequences? And try to bring the conversation back to game mechanics. And for those of you who can't remember the working definition I gave you for on Wednesday, I'm describing game mechanic as something a player does to change game state. Right? So this guy, Alex Osborne, not the the High Templar, the in the image there. He was working in advertising, and he actually sort of coined the word. I think he coined the word brainstorming, and wrote it up in Applied Imagination as a practice to just get a lot of ideas on the table, sort of without any regard to quality but quantity. The reasoning behind that is that if you can just get like a ton of ideas, then there's going to be some good ideas in there. And you can go through a process later on, usually for us it's going to be during the team formation process, where you decide what is the actual idea that you want to work with. But how do you get enough ideas on the table so that, you know, there are a couple of gems in there for you to find? And that's what this exercise is going to be all about. A couple of things that I want you to remember while we do this. One, you don't criticize any of the ideas that have come up. You know, if you want to say anything, build on that idea. Suggest something that, you know, if you can think of a better way to say that idea or a better spin to that, just throw that out as a new suggestion. You don't criticize the stuff that's been out there because you don't want to intimidate anybody from sharing their ideas. You know, the worst thing that you can do is, you know, somebody says, I want to make a game about blah, and then it says, oh, that's stupid. You know, wow, that was kind of dumb. You know, I can't believe you said that. Things like that. And then it's like, that person may have even better ideas along the way, but now would be hesitant to share that with the class. And one of those ideas might be end up having been the idea that you have loved to be on a team on. So no criticism. If you want to judge the ideas on whether it's good or bad, you do it at the end of the brainstorming session, once you've already got all the ideas on the table. And then you can just decide for yourself which are the ideas that you want to work with. We want to go kind of freewheeling. It's okay for you to come up with ideas that are impractical, that are, you know, too ambitious, that are, you know, maybe don't even necessarily fit the criteria of this project. That's fine. You know, the idea is to get the ideas out, and other people are going to come up with ideas that are appropriate. This is not the time for us to self-censor and decide, you know, is this an idea that fits or not? You know, just throw it out. I will write things down. I'll keep things on the computer screen, so that you'll be able to see it, and then you can winnow later. Again, we're trying to go for quantity. This is a direct quote from Osborne. We're just trying to get as many ideas as possible. So try to keep it fast. Give me a little time to write things down on screen, to type out things, but otherwise, you know, just keep throwing out ideas. Bad ideas are great, you know, because, you know, it adds to the quantity, and it stops you obsessing about the bad idea, and then you can move on to other ideas. Build on ideas, you know, you try to combine stuff that you're already seeing that other people have already suggested. You know, you can combine them to yield something that's pretty awesome. You know, Lego and Star Wars is pretty awesome, and then Lego plus Star Wars is pretty darned awesome. or, you know, Marvel and Capcom.
Oh, Marvel.
Right, Marvel versus Capcom, right, and that sort of thing. All right, so I'm going to talk a little bit about just the principles of doing this, because this is the first time I'm, for the first class, I'm going to be your facilitator. But in the future, you're going to be doing this on your own. And once you've formed your teams, you may go through another second brainstorming phase. So you want to keep it kind of like relaxed. And this is, you know, if it helps, I can just turn, I'll probably turn off the recording, you know. Start off by throwing out the worst ideas that you can think of. You know, just start suggesting them, and I'll write them. Don't interrupt anyone. I'm going to be the facilitator and secretary, so I'm going to be the person who's going to be writing out. Actually, if you can help me with the facilitating.
Right.
No, I'll do the typing. If you notice there are people who are kind of hesitant to talk or trying to, like, get a word in edgewise, and help me identify them so that they can see what they need to say. And I'll talk a little bit more about the facilitator role. I've explained a little bit about the process. I actually talked about the process right now. And the principal question is, what is the one game mechanic that, you know, that a team could work on for assignment one? You know, what is the one game mechanic that you want to work on? What's the one game mechanic you would like somebody else to work on? What is the one game mechanic that nobody should be working on? Throw it all out there, okay? And I'm going to write down everything. So you're going to have to do this on your own, in your own teams as well. So it's important for us to define, if you are doing a brainstorming session by yourself, it's important to define what is the aim of the session. The aim of the session is to get so many mechanics that you'll be able to identify at least one that you will be able to start your project on. So if you're creating a brainstorming session for yourself, make sure that you're defining that problem ahead of time. You know, if it's too complicated, say you're trying to brainstorm a solution to a design problem or something like that, and that particular problem has a lot of interlocking parts, you may need to divide it up into separate brainstorming sessions. So articulate them as simply as possible so that everybody knows what they're brainstorming towards. So far I've been explaining the problem and the aim of the brainstorm session. The problem is that you don't have a project team yet. And Rick is going to help the ideation, and he's going to discourage criticism. If any of you automatically go, that wasn't, you know, just like start snarking or something like that, he's going to call you out. And he's also going to identify, you know, if people are having trouble getting the words in edgewise. Both of us will try to encourage some combination of the ideas. So we may throw in ideas which is just like combining things that we see on the board. After this, I'm going to be playing the secretary, and my job is just record every idea. And just keep an eye on the time. Probably we'll run this probably for about 20 minutes, and then after that, the rest of the class will be yours to be able to discuss among yourselves and identify what projects you want to work on. I'll try to participate in the brainstorming, again, to try to combine ideas, but if you're keeping it fast and flowing, then I don't really need to do much more than just write.
Yeah, when you're brainstorming on your own, that's really, really hard, so make sure you're rotating the role of secretary.
Yeah. You might want to break your brainstorming session into like 2 10-minute chunks or something and get a different person to be secretary. And that just makes it easier for the person who is secretary to then contribute later. Okay. Any questions? No? Okay, all right. Let me bring up a little text edit that session again. Sorry about the family photos. Is this too dark? Actually, let me just do text edit. What is text edit doing? Okay. That's probably too big, but jeez. Just one sec. Okay. Is it still chopped off?
Yeah.
It's still chopped off, okay.
That's very strange.
But this should work. And I'm going to, I can do columns in this thing, right? Can I? I can't do tables? Okay, all right. I don't think I can do tables. Oh wait, table. Okay. Yeah, columns three. Yes,
columns.
Okay, all right. I am just going to type what you say. What kind of game mechanics do people want to work on? Go for it.
Unfairness. Building.
Building.
Path building.
What?
Path building.
Path building.
Auctions.
Auctions.
Resource acquisition. Discarding.
Mm-hmm. Oops. Oh darn it! Doesn't just add new columns. Okay.
Well, yeah, I think in the past you've just done one row
and then like
columns. Yeah. All right. Sorry about that.
Trading.
Theft.
Sorry, two. One at a time.
Attacking.
I heard stealth.
Attacking.
Destroying.
Did I hear one from here? That it's not on the board. I thought I. No.
Manipulating.
Ah.
Time. Pushing.
Pushing. Yeah.
Manipulating time.
What?
That's true though.
Yeah.
Cheating.
Cheating?
Rules. Changing rules.
Changing rules.
Lying. Inquisition. Like asking people. Mm. Guessing.
Sorry, what at a time?
Guessing.
Guessing.
Prayer.
And there was a
prayer.
Prayer?
Yeah, why not?
Okay.
Bombs.
Bombs? Prayer bombs.
Worms Armageddon, bro.
Manipulation of players' emotions.
Manipulation of emotions. Yeah.
Gestures.
How about drawing?
Drawing.
Writing.
Hidden goals.
Erasing.
Hidden goals. And what was that?
Erasing.
Mm-hmm.
Unexpectedly ending the game. Accidental victories. Asymmetry. Uncomfortable situations. Puzzling situations. Designated winner and loser.
What was that about winner and loser again?
Designated winner and loser.
Okay.
Cooperative.
Voting.
Everyone loses. Everyone wins.
Defector.
Doesn't know where you're responding.
What's it?
Defector.
And was that one in the back I missed?
Hidden agenda. Oh, that's hidden.
They're different.
No one knows what happened.
Alliances.
What's that?
Avatar customization.
Alliances.
Storytelling.
Frisbee.
More dice than you know what to do with.
Oh, map layout.
Intimidation.
Map building.
Deck building.
Argument.
What?
Army building.
Oh, army building. I'm just keeping that up.
Building.
Meta building. Yeah. Okay.
Building.
Recursive.
Damaged terrain.
How about damaged terrain?
Wait, damage?
So
What?
It's a damage thing.
No, 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 no.
Yeah.
Same
with
that.
Yeah,
damaging.
Terrain and
damage.
Terrain damaging.
How about terrain?
For sure.
Spikes everywhere.
non-playable characters.
Playable characters.
too many playable characters.
How about multiple roles?
Climate.
Shared player characters.
What?
Shared player characters.
Growth.
Solitaire.
Pain.
Pain? Okay.
Decline.
No, I said
pain.
Oh, pain. Okay.
P-A-Y-I-N-G.
Oh, pain.
Okay. No, I said pain.
All of these are valid.
Listening skills?
Enunciations. Telephone mafia.
Oh, knowledge of random pop culture facts.
Mashup.
Knowledge in general.
Who gets the shiny?
Onomatopoeia.
There was another one over here.
Disease.
It was on who gets the shiny.
Disease? And who gets the shiny? I can't believe I spelled that right.
Tons of like it sounds.
Hmm?
Tons of lube.
Oh, is it lube?
Just lube?
Yeah.
Time travel.
Collecting too much.
Double meanings.
Resource management.
Poison.
Minimalism.
Research.
Racing.
Sorry, what? Did I miss?
I heard that earlier. what
was that?
Cannibalism.
Robots.
Settlement.
Huh? Settlement?
Yes. And hunting.
Survival.
Pirates.
Parallel worlds. And I think I missed something.
Pirates.
Pirates.
Exploring.
Exploring.
Cool looks.
Tabletop MOBAs.
There's another one over here.
What's
Nazis?
Oops.
Zombies?
Clans.
Flappy.
Copyright infringement.
What was that?
That's good. Copy left.
Oh, so, okay, alright. I didn't catch. What did you say?
Patent trolling.
Patent trolling.
Okay.
Mercy killing.
Anyone know what I just spoke about?
Pets.
Pets.
Spinning.
Did you? Let's do it again.
Spinning.
Music. What is fear?
What was that?
Fear.
Fear.
We have sound.
Spheres.
Sound, why not?
Sound? Other things in games that you like or don't like?
Wrestling.
Forcing someone to change their move.
Okay.
Frustrations.
Shooting stuff at people.
Fake difficulty?
What, fake difficulty?
Yes.
Listen and repeat.
Listen and repeat.
It would be better for everyone if we all just worked together.
Do we have cooperation?
It would
yes.
be better for everyone if we all just worked together.
Competitive cooperation.
King making.
Oh yeah.
King killing.
That's a word for that.
Stabbing.
Stabbing.
Designated psychopath.
Social commentary.
Social commentary.
Prisoner's dilemma.
Turkish delight.
Morton's fork.
What was it? Morton?
Morton's fork.
I don't know that
it's
one.
Like you have two choices. Either one is dooms you. So.
Okay.
Fork.
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 Doom.
Death.
Glory and honor.
I guess permanent changes in general. Or like changes that last between games.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
rulemaking.
Calvin Ball.
Well, that's, yeah.
That's rulemaking.
I'll just write it down anyway.
Brainstorming.
Has to come up to an early.
Meta brainstorming.
Metagaming.
What
was
that?
Respawning.
Camping.
Yeah, that's
possession.
Tent building. Illegal possession.
I think I missed something.
Tent
between
building.
Tent build?
Yes.
Capture the flag.
Fire building.
Building. Capture the flag.
Do we already have confusion?
What is it?
Confusion.
Confusion? And use it?
Hacking.
Confucius.
Confucius?
Yeah.
Well, philosophical.
I can't believe. Okay, philosophical. Yeah.
Limited board information.
Limited?
Information about the board.
Okay, board information. Got it.
No talking.
Progressive loss of
mechanics.
Screaming.
Huh?
Screaming.
Screaming.
Well, I was thinking out in the thought.
Funny voices.
We have voice in general.
You do now?
Bankruptcy.
Progressive accumulation of mechanics.
Folding.
Total
domination.
Last man standing.
What was that word?
Last man standing.
Last man standing.
The American dream.
we dominate.
Trying to find information. Manifest destiny.
The rules are the game. Like the rule book.
Charity. Game within a game.
Cooperation where one person secretly loses anyway.
Person loses secretly anyway.
Cooperation.
Basically cooperative competition, like I said earlier.
Searching.
No, don't worry about it.
Mining.
Hiding.
The game doesn't matter.
Revenge.
Going
torpedoes. Hiding from revenge.
Hiding
from
torpedoes.
Torpedoes?
Multi-level boards.
It's not throwing dice at people.
Which leads to throwing dice.
Anger management?
Single player.
Single player?
Single player drinking.
Single player drinking anger management.
Therapy.
If you can't beat them, join them.
Unicycling.
therapy for all that too.
What was
there
that?
Was therapy and unicycle.
And unicycling. Unicycling therapy. What was that?
Cooperative unicycling.
Random unicycles.
What is unicycle therapy? I just want to
know. Switching teams.
What is that?
You guys said cooperative.
I feel like I miss at least one.
No, I think you.
Yeah.
You just combined a few of them.
Yeah.
Morse code. Build your own code.
Cryptography.
Hidden messages. I just have
language barrier.
What was that? Language barrier?
Yes, language barrier. Mastermind.
Horticulture.
Game master.
Mining.
Hmm?
Mining.
Mining we got.
Done earlier.
Meta mining. Input's been said, you can say it again.
Yeah.
Pick a card, any card.
104 card pickup.
Worst sequel ever.
Worst sequel ever?
Oh, yeah. Which of the 104 cards is missing?
Oh, God.
Card is missing.
Cooking. Never play tested this game.
What?
Never play tested
said,
this game.
Yep. Play testing. Player modification. Knocking everything over.
No time to explain.
Also an email of a great game.
Follow the leader.
Speedy. Take down the leader.
Leader follows you.
Oxygen asphyxiation.
Oh, gosh.
Did I spell that right?
Yeah.
Oh, dude.
Figure out who's following who. Predator and prey.
Prediction.
What was that?
Prediction.
Prediction.
Prophecy.
Fantasy.
Limited visibility.
Hidden goals. Hidden goals is expressed through avatar. Visible avatar.
Through avatar?
Yeah.
Okay.
Moral choices. The world is ending, let's have fun.
Moral ambiguity. Feedback loops.
Mind reading.
Immoral ambiguity.
Mind control.
Imitation.
Immortality. Flattery.
Real
fast. What was that? Real fast?
No, I just said we're going fast.
Okay.
Yeah. It's when did we start?
Huh?
When did we start?
It's been almost 20 minutes.
Yeah.
Almost.
Sniping.
Prettiest princess.
What?
Ugly duckling.
Discrimination. Who can eat the most food?
Fashionista.
Coffee.
Illness.
Illness?
Illness,
yeah. Did I miss
Foiled
one?
Plans. Saber and foil.
Tin foil.
Plane crash.
Plane crash?
MacGyvering?
Yeah, bro.
Archery?
Assassination?
Pirates.
I think we had pirates.
We had
yeah.
Pirates.
Well,
beating the professor.
Beating the professor.
Not physically. Secretly broke. Bluffing. Handicaps.
Time travel.
Time travel thunder.
Someone said that in the future.
Space travel.
Space time?
Space travel.
Space travel.
Multiple mediums.
Slow and painful.
Quick and painless.
Quick and painful.
Royalty.
Quick and paint. Is that royalty?
Loyalty.
Swapping seats. Pulling seats out from under.
Oh god.
Running in circles.
Dogs.
Cats.
Sore losers. Flipping the board.
Flipping part of the board.
Knocking over pieces.
Air ducts.
Organized mayhem.
Ducks in the air.
Mischief.
Finding your lost friend.
Silence.
Finding your drunk friend.
Finding your lost friend.
Ditching your drunk friend.
Thumbs up.
Checking your lost friend.
Vampirism.
What was that?
Vampirism.
Oh, man.
DUI. Changing goals.
I think we had that, but I can't remember.
Giving up on your dreams.
Multiple boards.
Storytelling. Mutually assured destruction.
Storytelling that rips off with Crayola colors.
Drawing on Crayola colors.
Multiple boards, was it?
Yeah, multiple boards.
And what was in between?
Mutually assured destruction.
There you go.
Knowing when to give up. Going outside.
Well, that was a waste of time.
One more.
Last tile.
Finally.
Okay, we have more than enough ideas. So, I feel that one thing that we could do is sort of like weigh in on which ones might fit the criteria of class better.
Yeah.
That's not necessarily saying that any of them that we're going to identify are good or bad ideas, but seems like if you were to do something on that, you'd fit the criteria pretty well.
Yeah. Just want people to call out.
What are the criteria?
Oh, actually, I thought that we'd just identify it as instructors some feedback for everyone. What we suggest today doesn't necessarily mean these are the only ones that you can work with. After this class is just open to you. You form a team. Come back on Wednesday with a team. Talk with each other. You know, say, at the end of class, you can stand up and say, "I want to do something on." Okay, I'm going to identify trading as one which I think is a mechanic, right? So it's like, I want to do something on trading, and then go and talk and figure out whether you want to be on the team. No more than four. I'm going to suggest at least as many people as you have players in your game. So if you're making a four-player game, you need a four-player team. That's why you need a four-person team, because it just makes it easier for you to test slightly, at least in the early stages. If you want to make a two-player game, you need at least two people, but you can have four people on a two-player game.
More
that's
people
fine.
Than that, it's hard to schedule, and you go kind of slowly, but four people making a two-player game means you can make two games combined.
Yep, or try different simultaneous prototyping and then riff on each other's ideas. Things that I see that are kind of like fit the requirements, discarding, path building. Building, I think we go into more specific stuff later, so I'm going to look at that.
Hidden goals.
Hidden goals.
Manipulating time.
Huh? Manipulating time. Manipulating time, I think it's a... It's probably more like a combination of different mechanics.
Yeah, it's more of a theme than it is a mechanic.
Yeah. Theft, I guess, could be a mechanic. Taking something that somebody, you know, that somebody else doesn't want you to take.
Decline.
Decline.
Like growth and decline. Those two.
Oh, growth and decline. Growth.
Is that further down?
Yeah. Yeah. So these two, right? I think these two combined, yeah, definitely something that I think even separately is fine. You know, you some sort of mechanic about, you know, slowly, you know, just rolling downhill, right? You know, you can make a game just about that. Let's see. There's a lot of stuff here now that I realize how many ideas go thrown out. There's a lot of stuff here that does fit. So everything that we're identifying here doesn't mean that these are the only things that fit. But we're just trying to give you some information about, like voting, I think, can be taken in like a million different ways. And that's exactly, like, it's all voting. But how you do different kinds of voting can be explored in so many different ways in a game.
Auctions?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Frisbee. I actually think it's a great, it's a constraint. Like, you can only do things with this one thing, right? You know, and I think Tron only scratched the surface about what that could be, although kind of probably too dangerous. But terrain in general, all of these, you know, I think fit.
Especially if you're thinking of like tiles,
or
like
little armies shooting each other.
Multiple roles is pretty close, but it does need a little bit more, like what those roles are actually doing.
Yeah.
But being able to choose from a selection of roles,
or having multiple roles.
Yeah, just or having multiple roles simultaneously. I think you want to probably identify as something a little more specific off the multiple roles basic idea, but you can do that in your team. Just scrolling down a little bit more. Racing is more like a whole genre. So maybe identifying something inside racing, you know, just like, a mechanic will be things like, you know, boosting, for instance, you know, is a mechanic. I'm going to say not Nazis, not pirates, not robots. These are things that you show up in games, and often the more often they show up in games, the less interesting the game often gets. So, resource management again is kind of like a category of mechanics. I think you want to identify a specific kind of resource management, whether it's like supply and demand. You know, I think there's already tons of things that you can do with just plain supply and demand, trading also fits in resource management, right? You know, but trading is more specific than resource management, I feel. So inside resource management, there's a pile of different ideas, and you want to focus on probably just one. I guess I want to be a little bit more specific on what I mean by that. I don't mean that your game should just have one idea. I want you to identify a game mechanic that can be played by different people in different ways through the course of the game. So there's a lot of different ways you can execute a trade. Then that's why I think that's a good fit. There's a lot of, but the end result is still you're exchanging something with somebody else, right? So you can see that you're comparing apples to apples here.
Guessing.
Someone said
guessing somewhere.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. There we go. All the different ways you can sort of like intuit ideas. That's one that needs someone to do a really deep dive in, because if you just do a shallow guessing game, it's a shallow guessing game and it's not interesting. But you know, if you really, really think hard about what's all the different ways I can make guessing interesting. Deck building is a good mechanic, but really, really hard to do for any kind of assignment in this class, even in your last assignment. The reason for that is that deck building implies lots and lots of cards. Lots and lots of cards make it hard to iterate, because you're generating a ton of things just to make a single prototype. You want to make a second prototype, you're going to generate a new bunch of cards. Time consuming, you're going to have blisters on your hands cutting things out. That's my warning about deck building.
Deck building.
Hmm?
Deck building.
That game was a kind of very, very narrow, a very fairly elegant implementation of a deck building game, yeah.
A variation could be hand building. Like you only have 7 cards that you can have at any one time.
But yeah, things like, you know, deck building, card drafting, and everything, anything that sort of comes from the collectible card gaming world, you have to be very cautious of because of the difficulty it is to prototype something like that, because it generates so much stuff each time you want to do a revision. Which is not to say it doesn't fit the criteria, it's just difficult to execute. Resource management definitely came up twice. Instead of MOBAs, you might want to think of something like lane pushing, or tower. Not tower defense genre, but like defending a tower, you know.
What are MOBAs?
MOBAs are games like League of Legends, Dota 2, it's a genre title for multiplayer online. It's a team-based game, usually 5 aside, but these are all genre conventions. There's nothing that requires that. Bankruptcy is something that shows up in a lot of games, but usually as a lose condition. It'd be really interesting to think of all the ways that you can go bankrupt in an interesting way, because reality is that actually there's a lot of... In reality, you can go bankrupt to your advantage. Permanent changes to the game. Difficult prototype, again, but still possible. You're going to generate a lot of games that you're going to hand out to people, and the difficulty about it is that you don't really see the feedback until someone's played the game multiple times. So, good idea, difficult to prototype. Again, a lot of stuff here is great. I'm just looking for things I can comment on. Torpedoes is kind of really interesting, actually. I know it's kind of a noun rather than a mechanic, but... There are things that torpedoes do that are not things that projectiles do in many games. You know, they're stealthy things. They're launched from things that are already hidden, but they give away where they were shot from. You know, all the countermeasures that are involved in torpedoes. Let's see. Everything that has to do with sort of like code breaking, hidden messages. Language barrier. I feel that, you know, exchanging messages in a way that you're hiding the message at the same time might actually be something that one team could actually just take on for this assignment.
It also has the you can easily go shallow with it, and the goal is to go deep.
Try to identify something that you can go deep in. That you can do a lot of different takes within the same game on just that one mechanic. The same thing that has to do with, you know, any kind of clothing, changing avatar customization and everything like that. That one's a bit tricky because usually that's in service of a larger game where the avatar customization has some varying level of utility. If you're going to do something like changing your clothes, the point is to change your clothes. The point isn't in service of some other game. Yeah, in that game, you know, I think the point is, in fact, to change your clothes. And in fact, you're exchanging clothes. If you haven't seen the game that I'm talking about, it's called Dress for the Show. It was one of the games from last year. These could be difficult to prototype because of the cleanup process. You might want to, it's difficult to play in class, too, so keep that in mind. This was kind of hilarious. anything that has to do with drinking, please don't make a drinking game in this class. I can't officially test this in class, and that would be... I'd have to answer to the committee on curriculum, and I don't want to do that.
But they are good expressions of the guessing aspect of it, though.
What, drinking games?
No, the finding games.
Oh, the finding games. Yes.
And the drinking game, but
okay. So hopefully that gives you some idea of like of all the ideas, you know, that have come out. Some of these ideas fit what we're looking for. I'd say if anybody wants to, you know, end class with a hey, I really want blah, just go for it. I'm just gonna copy and paste this into a file that's visible only to students in this class and upload it up on our seller site. So it'll either be in the announcements or in the handouts section so that you can refer back to this. The class email list is it should be game-design, but I haven't updated the list yet, I think. So let me just check this. Where, Moira? Yeah. It's just game design. I suspect it has last year students on it, which means it's not useful. Yes, it has last year. So SP14 CMS608 reg. It's a list. Ah. Okay, I'll have to fix that somehow. I am going to add SP. I'm going to figure out exactly what's the name of our email list, and then I'll put that definitely on the announcements page, so you can all discuss online as well. Otherwise, that's class. So if anyone has anything to yell out, woo! On Wednesday, you should come in knowing. You should come in knowing what mechanic or mechanics you feel like working on. If you have your team, even better. If you don't have a team by Wednesday, it's a very short amount of time, so I think it's okay. But you should have your team by the end of Wednesday. Okay.